Hi, Duchess. Today is, it's the 17th of May, 1970. Yeah, 17th of May. And it's Sunday. And it's another one of those Sundays where we were busy the whole day. I flew up to Nha Trang. It's on the East Coast. A third or so of the way up the coast. Maybe a little more than that, about halfway up the coast. Anyway, we had an opening of a service club there, brand new, and it was lovely, really beautiful. We flew up in a U-21, which is about the best way you can go for any distance flying, and we came back the same way. It was a full day, and I got back about an hour and a half ago, and I'm rushing to make this tape. I do everything in a rush. Everything I do, I rush. But there's never any time. I know that Bill's going to be knocking on the door shortly, asking me over for a drink. He just stopped by and asked me to go to supper, and I told him, no, go. Otherwise, I'll never get this tape made to you, because I didn't get a chance to make it yesterday. And not tomorrow, but Tuesday. I'll be leaving Tuesday morning and taking a trip down to the Delta. I haven't been down there in quite a while. In fact, I've been doing very little traveling lately since I've been here at the headquarters. But on Tuesday I'm taking Vera Malahusky. She's the new gal, just arrived in country last week. She's replacing Betty. And so we're going down for about 4 or 5 days. So if I don't make this tape to you tonight, I'll never make it all week. And so, I hate to rush through a tape because I never get a chance to organize my thoughts. In addition, I was going to, so many things, really. Let me mention, first of all, comment on one or two things you mentioned in your letter that I got a couple days ago. One was that you mentioned Aunt Carolyn was 88 years young, and I think that's marvelous. I think that is just fantastic that she's so active and so jovial. If we could all be that way, we would have very little to complain about. Please wish her a happy birthday to me the next time you're talking with her. You also told me that Pat Score is in the hospital and evidently with something quite serious. If you get a chance to talk to Pat, tell her I send my very best. I'm sorry because she has had a great deal of sickness, illness, either personally or within her family. I certainly I'm very grateful. My health has been really good. Duchess, you would be so surprised if you saw me. I mean, I know myself. I have a fair tan, not much. I only get about an hour or 2 hours at the very most a week, and some weeks I don't even get that. But still, I have a good tan to my legs, and my face is brown, and I have, you know, color in my cheeks, and my weight, I'm up to 134, which is the same weight I was when I first went to Korea. Almost, you know, right to the pound, that's exactly what I was. I usually, most of the time in Vietnam here, I have been a few pounds lighter. But here at the headquarters, it's a little bit easier than being out in the field as far as physical movement. And the mess halls, they have better food. The food over here is very good. I have no complaints. We get fresh fruit, and we get lettuce and tomatoes, things that we never saw in Korea. And so I'm sure this has a lot to do. In fact, I have to watch my weight. But of course, we do a lot of drinking. This doesn't help. And I'm always eating M&Ms or whatever I can find. We have a limit as to what they have, of course, but I eat a great deal of candy, but then I always have. Probably die of sugar diabetes someday. However, so it's amazing how in the one place in the world where most people would think your health would be poor, mine is the best. So I don't know. I guess I work in reverse of what most people do. Anyway, I wanted something else you mentioned on your tape about extending. You asked if I got an R&R for every 3 month extension, and the answer is yes. For every 3 months you extend, you get another R&R. which means we don't, the R&R Duchess is really just a paid round-trip airplane ticket. The actual days, if you take, they're about, they all run about 6 days. But of course you get two of those for days off, regular days off. Whoops, here comes Bill. Just a second. Hi, I told you he would stop. I'm telling you, Duchess is just go. It's great, because I don't have time to do little things I would like to do. I barely have time to get up and go to work. You know, I get up at 6 every morning. I get back at usually 6 o'clock at night. And by 6:30, Bill's at the door. He works until 6:30. And then it's always have a drink, you know. And sometimes we have done a great deal of cooking. We have done cooking. I haven't done any cooking, Duchess. I'm getting very, very spoiled. Bill has been so good. He's made, like last night, he cooked these beautiful steaks. We had, martinis before dinner, and then big shrimp cocktails, a huge salad with everything in it, including hearts of artichoke. And then we had steak, beautiful steaks that he put out in the grill. What else? Oh, he has, I don't know if I had ice cream last night or anything. Anyway, it's a lovely dinner, and he prepares it, most of it. I assist, but he does most of it, and then I have to do the dishes, which doesn't amount to too much. We have just one small sink, you know, and we have to do one at a time. But anyway, and we watch TV. He has a TV, so I'm always over in his place because he has the stereo equipment, and he has a TV, and we ate by candlelight. In fact, we did this last Saturday. Let me lower this radio. And we did the same thing last Saturday, and it was very, very nice. And then this morning, I had to get up early this morning. Well, not early. In fact, I got up late this morning, but I got up at 7. But today, you know, was Sunday, a day off, right? But with this opening of the club, of course, we had to attend. And so Bill made breakfast this morning. I mean, he's really good. And I don't have any time. And I went one night this week. I went to dinner, another colonel. A colonel who helped me way back in September when I had to close down the club at Black Horse. I don't know if you remember that or not. I'll never forget it. But anyway, I bumped into him the other day, and he asked me over to his trailer. He lives in a trailer. And he prepared steak dinners. And beautiful. Same type of thing. Shrimp cocktails, wine, the whole bit. And so I've been lucky because Bill gets a little upset if I go out somewhere with somebody. He doesn't say an awful lot, but I know. And so it gets a little sticky. But and tonight they had steak in the mess hall. I never eat in this. No, I eat in this mess hall every day. It's just down the block. And I always miss the nights that have steak. But, of course, we get so much steak over here. We get an awful lot of steak. And so I really can't complain. That's what Bill just said. How come you didn't come to supper with me? He said they had steak. But if I went to supper, I wouldn't even start this tape. And besides, I ate quite a bit today. They had quite a nice luncheon for us. We had special arrangements made, you know, from... See, as the USAV staff people, Duchess, which I'm a part of here at headquarters, we get very good treatment when we go out in the field because we're the headquarters higher than any other Army headquarters in Vietnam. And so they go out of their way. We had little flowers pinned on us and all this stuff. It's very, very nice. Anyway, let me get this tape finished. I asked him, I said, look, I'll see you in about 45 minutes or so. He said, I'll give you 30. And so I said, get out. He means well, but I don't know. You see, he does all his personal things, I think, like maybe writing letters and anything at work. He has so many full colonels under him that I don't think he really puts in a hard day. And in the afternoon, he comes home for 2 or 3 hours, and he takes a nap, and he sunbathes. And I can't do this. The only time I ever get out in the sun is on a Saturday or a Sunday, but like today. I had begun the entire day. In fact, I've had very few Sundays off. Last Sunday, we had this small party in the evening for Major Avery, who was going home, who has gone home now. And the Sunday before that, we had the party down in Saigon for Betty. These were not work days, but still, they were days that I had to be doing something, you know. And I hate to give up my Sundays because we work Monday through Saturday, half a day on Saturday. So all you get is a half a day off if you're busy on Sundays. And I think maybe one or two Sundays a month we might get off, really off. But they're rare, very rare. And then this past week with Vera Malahusky coming in, we've gone to dinner a few times, and they've been over my room and had drinks, and we've been over in Jane's room and all this stuff. So that the evenings are taken up, Duchess. You know, if you think you're going to have one free evening, I don't think I've had an evening since I've been here that hasn't been taken up by somebody. Jane is a great one for saying, well, let's stop and do this and that. And she wants everybody to do it, you know, her staff people. And so it's great. But I could sit home I can't even read the newspapers. I don't have time to read the newspapers. It's a long day when you don't get, you know, when it's a 12-hour day, really. And then you have to do the little things, like take a shower every night and get the hair up and this kind of bit. And I barely get those things done. I know, it's a hardship tour. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. What I was telling you about, a lot of fun. Let me get back to this before I forget. On this R&R, Duchess, you can take an R&R trip every 3 months, if you extend 3 months at a time. And this time comes out of our annual leave. And now that I'm into my, well, actually, I'm into my fourth year. I'm 3.5 years in this crazy outfit. But once you pass your third year, I think I get 20 days a year. So that's nice. But I figured it out, and of all the R&R places, I've been to all of them at least once. Taipei, or, you know, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Tokyo, Australia, but I've been to every one of them, so if I take another trip, I'll be repeating. That's all right. Charmaine has been about 6 or 8 times to Hong Kong. She sometimes they take leave, you know, and then you can take a leave, too. You don't have to wait to an R&R, but as long as I get one every 3 months, I really don't need a leave in addition to that. So I don't know where I'd go again if I decided to. I probably will extend another 3 months after June, Duchess. Probably next month in June, I'll be going north. I don't know yet when, or I don't even know where. I'll either go to Nha Trang, where I was today. This would be on a more or less on a permanent basis as area director, or go to Da Nang, which is way up in First Corps. I don't know. Jane gets around to making up her mind. We'll see. So that's not too bad, you know, to take a trip to Hong Kong or Tokyo or someplace once every 3 months. Doesn't cost anything to travel, just your hotels and your expenses. I probably should go to Tokyo and go to see that fair. That's what I should do. I should write a letter to find out. There's a tour in a R&R center that take care of you over there. I should check that out. I should do a lot of things, don't you? Aha! Not getting anything done. There was one other thing I think I marked off on this letter. You mentioned about getting your tax return, which is great. Do you know, Duchess, that I hadn't even made out my income tax? This is the first year since I've been paying income tax, which is a long time, that I have not made out my tax before the deadline. But for us, Duchess, for civilians over here, we don't have to file in Vietnam. We could stay here another year or two, and we still have 90 days after we return to the United States to file income tax. So that's pretty good. So I don't have to worry. I don't have to file it as long as I'm in Vietnam. I was going to because I was interested in seeing what the return was or what I owed the government, but I just have not had time to look at papers or do anything. So I haven't done it. So much for that. What else? All the other news was good news in your letter, Duchess. I think it was real nice that the children sent you a bouquet of flowers for Mother's Day. I wish I had sent you something. I don't have time to send you a tape. Never mind, send you something else. Another thing I have right here in my hand. You hear it? A Paysex catalog for you. I've been trying to get one, Duchess, for months. I've borrowed somebody else's all the time, but I never had one of my own. So Bill will get me anything. He has an awful lot of power, you know, and authority, but I don't ask him, Duchess. I just don't like to do that. But I did tell him if he had a chance to get a Pasix catalog. Well, it came up one day, and I said, yeah, I wish I had one. He said, why don't you ask me? He said, I'll simply get you one. So he did, and he gave it to me the other day, and I have not had a chance to look through it. But I'm going to send it to you. Now, I don't know when, Duchess. Try and get it in the mail in the next couple. Well, if I don't do it today, tomorrow, and I won't do it until next week, because I'll be gone all week. But I want you to look through it, and then... I don't care if you cut it up or whatever you do, let me know what you might want from it. And they have one or two TVs in here, and I'll try to put an X next to it. There are two booklets in here. One is the PaceX, and the other one is the supplement, special supplement. And the supplement is the more current. And as the supplements come out, Duchess, they have usually different new items. There's a lot of things in here, and I think the prices are very, very reasonable. But you can take a look at it, and if there's something you want, and this will show you the TVs I've been talking about. This is a much better buy. These are all foreign products, and you get...